we are going to share a story about a man who touched many people's lives. And in his memory, a foundation was created to help save lives, to help find a cure.
The Brett Tashman Foundation was created in honor of Brett Tashman, who was taken at a young age
because of a rare type of sarcoma.
We are joined today by Lauren Tashman, sister.
Hi,
and Joshua Levitt, best friend since you guys were 4 feet tall, since you were in elementary school, or even before. You guys were friends for a long time.
I was 4 feet. Brett was about 4'2". He always had it on me.
Yeah.
He was competitive like that.
Were you guys competitive?
Always. I think that competition actually still lives on in myself and in Brett's friends. Whenever we would play golf together, we'd always go straight to the putting green and throw down a couple balls and say, come on, let's go.
Right
now, putting contest, whether it was on the golf course or on the basketball court, there was always friendly competition that was going on. But you know what? That type of thing pushes you to strive to be better.
It does.
And I think, so when you talk about encouraging your friends to be better and striving for greatness, I think Brett personified that.
Yeah, he sounds like an amazing person. And Lauren, so do you want to tell us a little bit about the Brett Tashman Foundation and about your brother, you know, because many people hold him in their heart, friends, family, and he had a lot of friends and a lot of people who were close to him.
Oh yeah, Brett was one of those people where if you were his friend, you were like part of his family. Mm-hmm. He was like one of those guys who was always there for you, no matter what, never let you down. So he had almost like this magnetic personality, which like drew people towards him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had more friends than anyone I know. I don't know anybody whose friend, like Josh here, would start a foundation for them after they're gone. Like, what he did was incredible, and this foundation is so incredible because one thing he really wanted to do when he was diagnosed with this disease was to help other people fight it. And with this foundation, that's exactly what we're doing.
Tell us a little bit about the foundation. Do you want to talk to us, Josh, about the foundation? And this is a rare form of cancer, right? Brett, he was 33 when this happened.
Correct. What we do is raise funds to make DSR CT history.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that is by supporting the doctors, specifically Dr. Hayes Jordan at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, to provide her team the funds that she needs to uncover this disease or to uncover the cure for this disease, whether that's for research or anything else she needs, really.
Lauren, can you tell us what it is? It's a DSRCT is...
Right. It stands for desmoplastic small round cell tumor, which nobody's ever heard of, and we hadn't ever heard of until Brett, unfortunately, was diagnosed with it. And it's a very, very rare type of sarcoma. Sarcomas themselves are rare, and this type of sarcoma is extremely rare, which is unfortunate because it doesn't get a lot of funding because it is so rare that nobody really knows about it. And it's also very aggressive as well. So there's no real cure for it at this point because we haven't had enough time or money to find anything, which is why this foundation is so important. And Dr. Hayes Jordan has been at the forefront of trying to find a cure to knock this disease out so that the unfortunate people who get it can live. And it's very aggressive. It starts with usually males in their teens to 20s. And unfortunately, by the time you present with symptoms, which are usually just vague like abdominal pain, you already have it, sometimes even stage 4.
So early detection, creating awareness. So many of our lives are touched by someone who has cancer, who has gone through the process or has lost the battle with cancer. So it's something we all need to be involved in. You know, it's a common goal. And so you're working with MD Anderson. This is in Texas. And Brett had gone there for treatment, right?
Right. He went to several centers, but MD Anderson, specifically Dr. Hayes Jordan, they gave him hope, whereas pretty much all the other centers we went to did not. And the prognosis for this disease is pretty bad. About 15% make it to 5 years. And he was fortunate to make it to 5 years, although I wish he would have beaten it. Mm-hm. But without MD Anderson, I think he would have unfortunately had a lot less time. So that's why we want to support MD Anderson specifically.
And you're doing that through one of the big fundraising opportunities is the golf tournament, which is coming up. And it's on a beautiful golf course. Josh, you work on this probably all year getting ready for this. And so tell us about the second annual golf tournament. Just amazing.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Yeah, we're very excited to host our annual event Saturday, August 12th at Sierra Lace Golf Club. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to tell you the truth, mm-hmm. Tina, because last year when we came and we spoke to you a few weeks before the tournament, we were maybe at 60% capacity. We've only got a few spots left this year just because the word, I think, is out.
Yeah.
Last year was a great time.
Right.
Everyone enjoyed themselves and for a great cause as well. So this year, not only are we going to have a great day of golf, but I really wanted to actually mention some of the incredible partners and their generosity mm-hmm. that are really helping to bring this day to life. So Rotolo Chevrolet over in Fontana actually is going to have a brand new car on one of the par threes. And if you get a hole in one, you win a brand new
That's
car.
Awesome.
How awesome
cool.
is that? So
thank you so much.
Anyone yeah. listening, if you're feeling like you're going to have a hot golf game, chance to win a brand new car, Chipotle
yeah.
is doing a catering package. The Phoenician, a luxury resort in Scottsdale, even the ranch at Laguna Beach, which is across the street from one of the most beautiful beaches you'll ever see. They're all donating weekends at their respective hotels. So the partners, everyone from Rotolo Chevrolet to Chipotle and these other luxury resorts, they've just been really amazing in helping to bring this great event to life. We're grateful.
That is so cool of them to do that and all of the partners.
If golf tickets do happen to sell out by the time this interview is over, because hopefully everyone is now enticed to go
yes.
Sign up uh-huh. on their mobile phone or desktop.
Right.
We also have a luncheon and silent auction and raffle going on too. And we have a lot more bandwidth there as well. So what I would encourage everyone to do if they're looking to support a great cause for a great day of golf and luncheon and silent auction is go to the foundation website at thebretttashmanfoundation.org. All the information is there.
You can be part of this through the luncheon there at the club.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not just golf. It's a luncheon yeah. and silent auction. So all the information is on the website, thebretttashmanfoundation.org.
So if you're not great at golf like me, I mean,
I might
want to. Yeah, right. We'll be at the luncheon.
We'll be at the luncheon.
Right.
Exactly. And the silent auction, we have like tons of amazing prizes there to bid on.
Even more.
Even
wow.
more. And it's golf stuff from mm-hmm. Titleist and Cobra and Strixon Golf. But it's not just limited to golf. We have restaurant packages and hotel stays. Disneyland has donated a 4-pack of tickets. So I think whatever you're looking to spend some money on towards a charitable cause, we're going to have something fun for you there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
kind of something everyone can bid on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you picked golf because, did you pick it because Brett was a fan of golf? He liked golfing?
Well, a little bit of insight into this. Correct. Not only was Brett a fan of golfing, I think the only thing he liked more than golf was UCLA basketball mm-hmm. and the Red Sox. So I think golf was number 3 on the list, besides family yeah. and friends, of course. But,
yeah.
you know, when we're talking about sports,
yeah.
Red Sox, UCLA Bruins basketball, and golf. And we specifically chose Sierra Lakes because that's mm-hmm. where Brett and I and our dads played together a lot. So Sierra Lakes has been a wonderful partner working with us, giving us a great rate, letting us really raise some funds mm-hmm. for the foundation. It's a beautiful golf course, and we're grateful for it.
And so this is the second annual golf tournament, and it's August 12th?
Correct. August mm-hmm. 12th. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun. All the information's on the website if you're looking to sign up.
Yeah.
And the luncheon starts at?
Luncheon starts at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you're not an early riser, you can still make it to luncheon and have lots of fun and good mm-hmm. food.
Good point. You could sleep in if you want to, right?
Yes.
And throughout the year, are there other ways to help? In addition to the golf tournament, you can donate?
Correct. On the website, there are a few different ways to donate. You can also sign up for a newsletter where we like to keep all of our constituencies and people who are connected to Brett or interested in helping to end DSRCT updated mm-hmm. on Dr. Hayes Jordan's progress and some other breakthroughs in the field.
So you can follow the progress and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
okay.
think not only giving to any sort of charity is a wonderful thing, but when you give to the Brett Tashman Foundation, know that the funds go to Dr. Hayes Jordan's team directly to support research. It doesn't mm-hmm. go to an administrative fund. It doesn't go to marketing fees. Everyone associated with this as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. There's no stipends. There's no salary. All of the money goes directly to Dr. Hayes Jordan.
Do you want to let us know anything about Brett, a special memory, something that you remember about him, or that something that he did that drove you crazy?
Where, you have the bleep button ready over there?
I've got a delay.
Well, two things. I think the first is that his positive attitude and passion for life were indelible. And mm-hmm. I think you sort of get that sense by the amount of people that are coming out to support and want to be involved with his legacy, mm-hmm. Making sure it's solidified. But I'll tell a fun sort of story.
Okay.
When I was in seventh grade, I lost my wallet at lunch. And it was a cool wallet. It was like a Stussy or like a No Fears Velcro wallet. It was very cool for a seventh grader back then.
We're dating ourselves.
Exactly, dating myself a little bit. And I lost it at lunch. And I was so distraught with emotion. I can't remember why, but again, seventh grade, lost my wallet. Biggest mm-hmm. deal in the world. And I heard the bell ring to get to class, and I was just very upset, and Brett stayed with me to look at it, and I remember telling him, go to class, you don't have to worry about me. And he said, no, I want to stay with you. And I just sort of remember, like, what great insight and loyalty and wisdom for a seventh grader to want to stay with his best, one of his close friends,
right?
Through all that. So I'm sorry. I wish I had a goofy Vegas story that I could share. You could repeatedly bleep out or something like that. But I think maybe it's a little more honest and sincere story, and hopefully it speaks to why we're doing this. One reason.
That's a sweet story. So he was loyal, and he wanted to make sure you were okay. So Brett was the type of man who would think of others first.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are continuing his giving spirit through the Brett Tashman Foundation, helping people and funding research. It is the Brett Tashman Foundation hosting its second annual golf tournament at Sierra Lakes Golf Club in Fontana. Luncheon tickets still available. Lauren will be there at the luncheon.
Yes.
Joshua, he'll be playing golf. He'll be almost winning, maybe winning that Rotolo Chevrolet has donated the car, which is really cool. So thank you guys for your dedication for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you,
Tina.
Thank you, Tina.